This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The Biden administration lashed out at Iran Saturday for accusing it of delaying a proposal prisoner swap to force a quick resumption of indirect nuclear talks. The State Department slammed as outrageous comments made by Iran's deputy foreign minister, who alleged the U.S. and Britain were holding the swap hostage to the negotiations over salvaging the 2015 Iran nuclear deal, known as the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action. Or in a pair of tweets from his verified account, Syed Abbas Sergarchi said that the nuclear talks in Vienna could not resume until Iran's hardline president-elect is inaugurated in early August. He says, "We're in a transition period as a democratic transfer of power is underway in our capital." Rescuers and workers labored to deal with damage laid bare by receding water as the death toll from a disastrous flooding in Western Europe rose above 160. The death toll in Western Germany's said increased to 98 on Saturday, while in a neighboring area, 43 people were confirmed dead. Belgium's National Crisis Center revised the country's confirmed death toll to 27. German authorities still fear finding more people dead, but said that the number unaccounted for continues to drop. Haiti's First Lady, Martine Moise, returned to the country on Saturday following the assassination of her husband, President Jovenel Moise. President Moise was shot dead when assassins armed with rifles stormed his private residence in the hills above Port-au-Prince on July 7th. Martine was injured during that attack. The interim Prime Minister Claude Joseph, who assumed the leadership of the country, confirmed Martine Moise had been airlifted to Florida for treatment. This is VOA News. British Prime Minister, Health Minister, I should say, Sajid Javid, on Saturday said that he had tested positive for COVID-19, but added that his symptoms were mild and he was thankful to have had two doses of vaccine against the disease. Javid, who has been a health secretary for 3 weeks, has backed Prime Minister Boris Johnson's plan to scrap all remaining legal coronavirus restrictions from Monday, despite a fresh surge of cases fueled by the highly transmissible Delta variant. More than 100,000 people protested across France Saturday against the government's latest measure to push people to get vaccinated and curb rising infections by the Delta variant of the coronavirus. In Paris, separate protest marches by the far right and far left wound through different parts of the city. Demonstrations were also held in Strasbourg in the east and in the north and in the south as well. Demonstrators chanting in both English and Spanish gathered outside the White House in Washington, D.C. Saturday, calling on the U.S. to take action regarding Cuba. The demonstration was a show of solidarity following unprecedented protests in Cuba last weekend. Thousands of Cubans have taken part in protests over the past week over shortages of basic goods, curbs on civil liberties, and the government's handling of a surge in COVID-19 infections and the most significant unrest in decades in the Caribbean island nation. Throughout the week in the United States, and especially in Florida, which has a large community of Cuban exiles, demonstrators have staged protests waving Cuban flags and calling for some type of change. Japan's massive security apparatus for the upcoming Tokyo Olympics is raising complaints that the nation will look more like a North Korea or China than one of the world's most powerful, vibrant democracies. The worry for many Japanese, however, is not too much Big Brother. It's that all the increased precautions won't be nearly enough to stop the estimated 85,000 athletes, officials, journalists, and other workers coming into Japan from introducing fast-spreading coronavirus variants to a largely unvaccinated population struggling with mounting cases. So far, the majority of the athletes and others are exempted from typical quarantine requirements. The Japanese press is filled with reports of Olympic-related people testing positive, breaking mask rules, and drinking in public. More at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.